The Gemara tells us in Brachas, in the beginning of the fourth parak of Vav Amud Aleph, regarding the din of Tashlumin, that one has a chiyuv to daven three times a day, Shachar is Mincha Ma'ariv, and the Gemara tells us there's a din of Tashlumin, that if you miss the tefillah unintentionally, if you miss it intentionally, then there's no Tashlumin, there's no makeup. If you miss it unintentionally, so the your shogeg is a din of tashlumin. The Gemara says even if you miss mincha, you can make it up at two ma'arevs, even though it's a different day. But the Gemara says regarding all tefillas, you miss shacharis, you make it up at mincha ma'arev and shacharis. And Tosis there points out there's no tashlumin by musaf, because tefillah is a din of rachamim, halvayish is bala kol yom kulo, by musaf is keneged karbana. So there's no tashlumin by musaf, but there's tashlumin by shacharis, mincha, ma'arev. And the halacha is tashlumin is, so the halacha is you daven your chiyur first. So let's say if I miss ma'arev, so I daven shacharis, my regular shacharis, and I daven a second shmoneh esrei as a makeup for my ma'arev. So the poskim discussed, the achronim discuss an interesting shayla. So let's say Friday afternoon, you didn't daven mincha. So the lach is you have to daven to shmoneh esrei. Tashlumei mincha you have to do at night. So you have the first tefillah is ma'ariv, and the second tefillah is tashlumin l'mincha. So the question is, what is the status of your tashlumei mincha? Because on one hand, mincha is a chiyuv, so therefore, pashtis, then the tashlumin should be a chiyuv. Or they'll say, no, since I'm davening it at night, ma'ariv is a zman, me'ikar din is a zman rishus. So does the tashlumin take on the status of the regular shmoneh esrei? What is the status of tefillas mincha? Whether it's a chova or a rishus, and my nafkamina. So it seems to be a three-way machlokas. The Rashash writes in Brachas Chavav that tashlumei mincha can't be more chomer than the actual tefillah. The main tefillah, it's an expansion of the tefillah. So if the ma'ariv is only rishus, so the tashlum can only be rishus. So they're both the rishus. Tashlum and mincha takes on the status of rishus. Rosh Shlomo Kluger says the opposite. Since the tashlum can't be less than the chova, so therefore, normally ma'ariv is a rishus, but when you're davening tashlum and mincha, so the first tefillah also takes on to be a chova. So therefore, they're both chovas. And the Bir Hativ and the Prima Gunda make a chiluk. Arvis is a rishus, but Tashlumei Mincha is a chova. Okay, so my nafkamina. So the nafkamina could be, based on the Beis Yosef, can I rely on Magen Avos for my second Shmoneh Esrei, for my Tashlumei Mincha? Why? Because as we said, the Beis Yosef points out, the only reason Magen Avos works, because you're really going a seven blessing into one blessing with seven parts, only works because Tfilas Aravis Rishus. Implying if you give me a Hecha Timsa where Tfilas Aravis was a Chova, it wouldn't work. So according to Rav Shlomo Kluger, it wouldn't work. They're both Chova, and therefore you can't rely on Magen Avos, you have to daven your regular Shmoneh Esrei. According to Rashash, it would work because it's a Rishus. And therefore it would come out, according to the Bir Hativ, it wouldn't work, because the Bir Hativ says it works on your regular Shmoneh Esrei if you walk in and you want to be Yotze, because that's Rishus. If you're making up Tashlumei Mincha, to Tashlumei Mincha still has a din of a chova, and one would not be able to rely on Magen Avos in your Friday night davening, and one would have to repeat another Shmoneh Esrei.